Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf is warning that the U.S. military campaign in Afghanistan must stop during the holy month of Ramadan or risk triggering a negative fallout in the entire Muslim world. Musharraf said he will raise the issue with President Bush when the two leaders meet in New York this weekend. Ramadan, which begins in about 10 days, is one of the holiest times in the Muslim calendar. From Islamabad, NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
Ramadan marks the time when it's believed the Holy Quran was sent from heaven to the Prophet Muhammad. During the holiday, the rhythm of life changes, work slows down, family and friends get together, as people take stock of their lives and turn to the Quran for inspiration. Even those who are not normally devout gather at mosques to hear recitations from the Quran. Some Muslims spend the entire night in prayer. During the day, they fast. No food, no drinks, no tobacco, from sunrise to sunset. The fast is broken each evening with a lavish feast called iftar. The food is so plentiful, many Muslims joke that they actually gain weight during Ramadan. Then at sunrise, the fast begins again, a cycle repeated by a billion Muslims around the world. This year, the Islamic world is united in another way, in an almost unanimous call for the U.S. to halt its bombing campaign in Afghanistan during Ramadan. Raja Mundasa from Pakistan and Mohammed Idris from Ethiopia are students at the International Islamic University in Islamabad.
We Muslims in Ramadan, we become closer to Allah. So if, for example, now the guy is fasting in Ramadan, trying to be closer to Allah, and you go and bomb him, this is really bad.
This is quite simple. Like if you're going to kill the Christians at Easter or the 25th of December, what reaction do you like to be there? Definitely would be anger, would be rage. Why are you killing the people?
Some analysts predict that if the bombing continues during the Islamic holy month, street protests could boil over, and in a worst-case scenario, the governments of important U.S. allies, such as Pakistan and Saudi Arabia, could topple. But the U.S. shows no sign that it's prepared to suspend the bombing. The enemy won't rest during Ramadan, President Bush said, and neither will we. A pause in the bombing campaign would allow the Taliban to regroup, and by the time Ramadan is over in mid-December, the harsh Afghan winter will have set in. Instead, the U.S. has launched a public relations campaign in an attempt to convince the Muslim world that the bombing must continue even during Ramadan.
Welcome to the Voice of America in Pashto.
The Voice of America recently broadcast an editorial in Pashto, one of the main Afghan languages. It pointed out that Muslims have been killing Muslims during Ramadan for centuries. There was no pause for Ramadan during the Iran-Iraq War in the 1980s. In 1973, Egypt and Syria launched a war against Israel during Ramadan. Professor Anis Ahmed of the International Islamic University in Islamabad says even the Prophet Muhammad waged war during Ramadan.
He defended Medina. He was attacked by the Meccans, so he defended Medina in the month of Ramadan, and that means defense in Ramadan is perfectly okay.
In fact, soldiers are among those the Quran exempts from fasting during Ramadan, along with the very young and the very sick. But Professor Anis Ahmad says the scriptures may allow fighting during Ramadan, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's a wise idea.
The point is, when people in a country need peace of mind, they need religious concentration, when they need time to have social interaction, and that is disturbed, then though it may not be scripturally prohibited, but humanly speaking, it makes a problem.
It's not clear how the U.S. will respect Muslim sensitivities and, at the same time, keep up the military pressure on the Taliban and on Osama bin Laden. Some military analysts suggest the U.S. could withhold fire but step up support for the Northern Alliance. The anti-Taliban fighters are, after all, Muslims themselves, and during the past 20 years of war in Afghanistan, there's never been even the slightest pause for the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Islamabad.